Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Signs of Qiyamah, we take a look at a narration in the Sunan of Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that from amongst the signs of Qiyamah is that a man will obey his wife and disobey his mother. And he will keep his friends close and push his father away. He will obey his wife and disobey his mother. He will keep his friends close and push his father away. We see this. Unfortunately, it has become very prevalent. Keep your wife happy, but you don't want to keep your mother happy. Or you keep your wife happy at the expense of your mother. And you keep your friends happy at the expense of your father. The two individuals who have the greatest right over you are your parents. If you look at the Quran and you look at the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ, the greatest emphasis is placed on the rights of parents after the rights of the Creator. Because your parents were the means that the Creator utilized. Or he made them the means rather. He created them as the means for you to come into existence. So your parents have the greatest right over you, and you should not compromise their rights when you are fulfilling the rights of others. That said, it doesn't mean your wife doesn't have any rights. Many people fall into this misconception that even if your mother is abusing your wife, you say, no, I have to keep my mother happy. You have to keep everyone happy in their due position. Your wife can never occupy the position of your mother. Tomorrow you can divorce your wife, you've got another wife. You'll never have another mother. Today you have a friend, bosom friend. Tomorrow is your sworn enemy. But your father is your father. No one else who can substitute your father, whether he's alive or he's dead. So the greatest rights are to your parents. And don't compromise their rights because you want to fulfill the wishes of others, the desires of others. Many times it doesn't have to do with the rights of others, because Islam is a balanced religion. You can simultaneously fulfill the rights of your parents and your spouse and your friends simultaneously. You've got to work at it to find that balance. But many times it's about keeping my friends happy, their wishes and desires, and in the process making my father unhappy. Keeping my wife happy, her wishes and desires, and in the process then breaking my mother's heart. I know sometimes, especially with the mother and wife one, right? People find themselves in sticky situations. The wife is right, the mother is wrong. You still have to maintain respect. You don't violate the rights of the wife, but you don't disrespect your mother. Doesn't mean that your mother is right, come what may, or your father is right, come what may. It means fulfill their rights and maintain respect for them, even when they are wrong. It should not be that you compromise your fulfillment of their rights when they are wrong, or more so when they are right, just to keep others happy. It speaks to priorities, in other words. People will have more priorities, or their spouses will be higher up on the list of priority, and their friends will be higher up on their list of priority as compared to their parents. May Allah save and protect us. Signs of Qiyamah. Until next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.